Dave and Darren's top five things. Here's a look back. The top five things that happened on our morning show every morning, KQCJ, Planet 93.9. My name is Dave, and this is my friend and partner for more than 17 years now. We've been partners for 17 years. We've been friends a lot longer than that. He is Darren Pitra. Hello, Darren.
Hello, friends. This particular podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Tech Drive in Milan, West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan's open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only, where now, with the Galesburg location, you can order online by using Leafly. And you can also, in Milan, if you... need to pick up something medicinal, you can order online by using Leafly at the website ntillinois.com.
And here now are the top five things. We'll start with
number one.
I had planned yesterday when I left here, I had every intention of getting home.
Yep.
And enjoying the nice weather, getting a big bag of weed and feed and putting it on the front and the backyard.
How'd that go?
Grass preventer. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, do I really want to spend $50 on weed and feed? So then I just punted. I said, no, I'm not doing it. I'll mow the grass a couple times. Maybe then I'll put some weed and feed on it.
Yeah, let's take a look at things after we get some rain.
Yeah.
Let me reassess things.
Right?
Although this weekend could be, I would guess for a lot of people, this weekend will be the first opportunity people will get their mowers out.
Yeah, I got some patches that certainly could be mowed, but I think it all depends on like how the snow melted. Like there are some spots where it's deep, thick, lush, tall, and probably needs to be dealt with by the weekend.
I have some patches that don't need to be mowed.
Yeah.
And then we also had MetroNet rip up the yard a little bit and really not put it back the way they found it.
Interesting.
So it's like, okay, what do I do with these clumps?
That's not great. One way to save money, of course, is to not spend it. That's probably the easiest way. This is Financial Literacy Month, April. Here's some life hacks that can save you money. This woman is going viral. She has this policy where when she goes to the grocery store,
yes,
you know, you go to the grocery store, and if you're like a rewards member, when they print out the receipt, it says, you saved this much money.
Uh-huh.
What she does is, whatever that amount of money is that she saves, where you get the receipt and it says like total savings, $27. Her policy is she will take whatever that number is.
Yeah. And put it in savings?
And actually put it in savings.
Yeah.
So the money she didn't spend on food, rather than, you know, spending it on something else, she takes that exact amount of money and then transferred into a separate...
You say that I saved this.
Right. How about I actually save it? She puts the money she would have spent on these groceries into a separate savings account. So when she's done grocery shopping, she looks at the receipt for the total savings, then transfers that exact amount into a separate, she calls it her shopping docket account. And at the end of the year, it works out to be, she says, a nice little Christmas bonus. Started doing this in January of last year and managed to save more than $2,500.
Sure.
That's kind of genius. Then there's this, you're being urged to, if you have a savings account, take a look at what the interest rate is on that. If you have a low interest savings account, the national average on a savings account is 0.05%. There are high yield savings accounts that will offer you 0.5 APR and higher, something you should look into. Also, shopping with discount gift cards. There are websites, gift card exchange websites, that will sell gift cards at a discount. Now, you get them for less than their remaining value, but you still are able to save money, I guess, if you do that. That seems like a lot of work. Another suggestion is getting your prescriptions at Sam's Club or Costco, and that's something they say here you can do without a membership. Their prices rival other pharmacies, and you do not have to, when you're just buying prescriptions, you don't have to get a membership at either Costco or Sam's Club to get a prescription medication.
You can actually get in the building, huh?
Yeah, that must be some sort of rule. Like, if you're going to sell prescriptions, you can't make somebody...
Have a membership.
Now, if you want to get anything else, then they can make you...
I was also going to pick up some tires and 7 gallons of olives.
I have very unusual tastes.
And needs.
And the final...
Part of the reason I need this prescription is because of the olive intake. It's excessive.
My one medication is for my excessive olive intake. The other is for my impulse control.
I'm up to my eyeballs in brine.
And they also finally suggest here that one way to save money is to pay in cash and carry large bills. If you just have 50s and 100s, they say...
It's more painful.
It's almost impossible to break, and it keeps you from making impulse purchases.
Yep. If you were to go to the grocery store and just... If you were to just do that...
Yeah.
Whenever you go to the grocery store, I'm going to pay in cash.
Yeah. So that you have to... forces you.
Yeah. It's like, well, I clearly have a limit.
Right. I have done that a handful of times, and it's almost like a little game show where it's like, I know I got $25 cash on me, and I hope I did the math right in my head. And then it's like $24.18. It's like, all right.
All right, I got to put back the Chiclets.
Which is a shame, because that's the main reason I came to the store.
I came here for all these little Debbie cakes. If the reason that you're going to the store is little Debbie cakes.
Now it's
one thing. It's like, oh, I got to go to the store because we need ketchup. Okay, if you do that, it's quite possible you're going to walk out of there and you forgot the ketchup. But if you're going there for little Debbie cakes,
yes,
the chances that you're going to walk out of there and you forgot the little Debbie cakes is zero.
They have a whole new spring line.
Oh, of course.
The spring Nutty Buddy, the spring butterfly cake, and the spring llama brownies. Brownies that for some reason have a llama imprinted on them.
Is that a Fortnite thing?
Oh, it might be. I don't think it's officially.
No, of course not. Not officially.
People love llamas. Llamas are, I will say this, yeah. I don't know that there's an animal that has gotten more play in the last 10 years than llamas.
Yeah, the push.
They went from being, like, nobody ever thought about them to being everywhere.
Push me, pull me.
Yeah, right? Well, I bet you can get a deal on all the Easter little Debbie cakes.
There's a picture of my brother when he's like 3 or 4 on Romper Room petting a llama. And he has dress shoes on. My brother, not the llama.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Look at me. I'm 3.5 years old, uh-huh. and I'm wearing dress shoes.
Is the llama?
And yes, this is a llama.
Is the llama like giving him a look or something? Or
actually, no. The llama's not paying attention to him at all. And my brother apparently must be looking at my mother to have the picture taken, because all the other kids are paying attention to the llama.
Uh-huh.
It's my brother isn't. He's looking. He's getting his picture taken, although he's got his hand on the llama. Uh-huh. It almost looks like it's one of those old radio promotions where you got to keep your hand on the llama to win the llama. The last one to take their hand off the llama.
There's a bed and breakfast. It's in between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, where you can live on the llama farm.
It's a llama farm?
Yeah.
For the weekend?
Prairie Patch Farm.
Well, that sounds whimsical.
It's a wildlife refuge, and they have friendly llamas.
You know, it'd be fun.
As well as an alpaca.
You could go there for the weekend and dress up as if you're Dr. Doolittle.
It's not bad.
Pretend that you're Rex Harrison.
That's not bad. I know there's a llama farm in Muscatine, and there's one out in Geneseo, too, right? The one in Geneseo does Argentine llamas.
Oh, very nice.
Can you go and, like, hang out with the llamas? Do they have, like, experiences where you can, like, The one in Geneseo, they have llamas for sale. I don't think they're really... It doesn't look like they have anything where you can just visit with them. The Goose Lake Argentine Llama Farm.
Yeah, now you would need like a, you would want like a bowler hat if you're going to be out there.
How much for a llama? Like, what would it cost? I think I'd be much more into going to the
now
bed
you're
going to
get now you're
going
to get a llama.
Well,
I don't hate the idea.
They're very fanciful. Llamas
do
are
they
huge now.
Do they spit?
Oh, yeah.
Big spitters?
Oh, I think that's all they do. Livestock, by the way, llama breeding, if you breed llamas, the stock can be depreciated and deducted from your taxes. Llamas said to be a very profitable livestock. The one in Muscatine, that llama farm.
Llama spit.
Uh-huh.
Is a show of dominance over other llamas.
So they only spit at other llamas, not at people? I think they spit at
people.
Well, you
probably get caught in a crossfire. If they're eating, they want to keep others away from their food. They'll spit.
Caught in a llama spit crossfire.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's no good. And what's the difference between a llama and an alpaca? Is that like they're the same thing or they're not?
Clearly the spelling.
Well, yes, I'm asking you because those are different words.
Well, there's that.
They look like they're the same thing, but they're not. Alpacas have shorter ears. Llamas have longer banana-shaped ears. Also, alpacas are like 150 pounds. Llamas can get as heavy as 400 pounds.
Goodness.
Llamas have a longer face.
Hey, llama. Why the long face?
An alpaca has more of a smushed-in face. And the alpaca produces a much finer fiber than the llama does. Mm. Alpacas are in herds. They're herd animals. Llamas, much more independent-minded. You know what? Respect that llama. I respect the hell out of that llama.
Going solo.
I'm not going to be a sheep like an alpaca. I'm a llama. I'm my own llama. Save the drama for my llama mama.
Number two.
The story is from China.
Uh-huh.
And it's been reported in a newspaper called Oriental Daily. And this just seems so ridiculous.
You're having a tough time believing it?
Chinese woman surprised when she discovered on her son's wedding day that the bride was actually her long-lost daughter. Woman was attending her son's wedding, left in tears after she identified the bride was her long-lost daughter.
I have something to tell the both of you.
I would just keep my mouth shut, because this gets so strange. And tell me at which point you want to tap out believing this, all right?
Now.
The incident happened on March 31st in Suzhou in the Jiangsu province of China. The mother-in-law noticed a birthmark on her new daughter-in-law's hand, which was similar to the one on her lost daughter's hand.
Okay, wait, well, okay.
Uh-huh. Mom is at her son's wedding, sees the bride, notices the bride has a birthmark that was similar to the one that was on her lost daughter's hand. So these are brother and sister getting married.
Clearly.
Uh-huh. After spotting the birthmark, the woman approached the bride's parents and asked if she'd been adopted over 20 years ago.
Why, yes.
The bride's family was baffled by the question, as this had been a family secret. However, they went on to reveal that they had found a baby girl by the roadside several years ago.
Yep, that's me.
Whom they brought up as their daughter.
Roadside, you say, huh? This is a bag of worms.
Can I ask a question? Is your daughter what we call in China a road baby? Did you get her in a ditch?
Oh, I want to be a Chinese road baby.
On hearing the story, the bride burst into tears. She wanted to know more about her biological parents.
Yeah.
Describing the moment of meeting her biological mother as, quote, happier than the wedding day itself. Now,
I
will tell you, as someone who has some experience being adopted, if I found out on my wedding day that I was adopted, I wouldn't be thrilled about it. That's...
I kind of got something going on here.
You know, I got a lot going on to process here.
And who are you saying is my sister?
The person you're about to marry.
This one over here.
That's not where it ends. There's more to come. The bride was concerned about marrying her elder brother. You know, like you would be. But that's when the mother-in-law revealed that there'd be no objection to the marriage because the groom was also adopted.
Oh.
See, we adopted him. So I'm your mom.
Found him by the side of the road, too. Road baby.
Yeah, we're out collecting cans for the nickel deposit, and where do you think I got the idea leaving you in the ditch came from?
I didn't know you can do that.
So it turns out that we're not biological siblings.
Okay, well then.
Bride was relieved to know this, and the couple completed their ritual wedding vows there. And
oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
The ritual.
Wedding guests gave the family their best wishes on the doubly joyous day. This isn't real, though, right? This can't be a real story.
Doesn't sound like it.
You wouldn't believe that in a... But wait, there's more. He's not your brother because we also adopted him.
Dun, dun, dun.
We adopted him, but then we put you in the ditch. So, and then I'm sure that he's like, wait a minute, I'm adopted too? What the hell goes on in this family?
Yeah, that's a soap opera right there.
It is. Nobody is who they appear to be.
Yeah, that's the whole season there.
And recognizing a birthmark on your daughter's hand, that's got to be a very specific birthmark, right?
You had those little tiny baby hands the last time I saw you.
Did you find your daughter in a ditch?
Why?
Yes, we did, but how could you know that? For you see, it was I who placed her in that ditch. So this can't be right. This can't be real. But it's on a pretty reputable... I mean, it's on a site that I've gone to before and not been burnt. But this just seems like it can't be. We'll just say this is a potential yumbo.
Uh-huh.
File this under... I don't think I believe it. Can I ask a question about the bride? I know this is our first time meeting, but... did you find her on the side of the road?
Is that a road baby?
Is my son about to marry Ditchweed, as we say?
Number three.
You ever do the walk of shame?
Oh, I suppose I have.
Yeah.
Where would I do that?
Oh, it's, you know, when you're, I think they call it the walk of shame if you have like a one night stand and then you have to walk home the next morning. Is that a thing?
I did the walk of shame when I had to walk home from the Taco Bell when Rhonda kicked me out of the car and I had to walk home in my dress shoes.
So that's a different kind of walk of shame, but yours is actually is better because how far is it from that was the Taco Bell that used to be on Kimberly, right?
Yeah.
Or Middle and Kimberly?
East Kimberly. Yeah.
And then you had to walk home in dress shoes because she'd had enough of you.
Well, no.
There wasn't any. Now, your walk of shame, there's nothing going on with any hanky panky.
No, it was all.
You're just a lot to deal with.
It was all just tacos and burritos.
Uh-huh.
Although, in her defense,
when
I got home, my food was waiting for me. So,
in her defense, I was on her side the whole time. What are you talking about?
Well,
so you ordered food, and then you didn't get to eat the food. She kicked you out at the drive-thru?
No, she didn't even really kick me out so much as she was...
Did you leave in a huff?
No, she was honking at the person in front of us.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, don't do that.
So then she said, if you love him so much, get out of the car.
No, I don't think... I think what happened was I got upset that she was honking the horn,
uh-huh.
And I thought don't do that. and I kind of what happened was, from my memory, is that I didn't think that was right,
mm-hmm.
And I was upset, so I got out of the car, and she just proceeded to leave me.
That's great.
It's like, you want to get out of the car?
That's
get
great.
Out of the car.
That's great.
But when I got home, the food was still waiting. You know, my portion of the food was still there.
The other night, a guy in South Carolina was caught by the police walking naked. Michael Boatman is this cat's name. Not the same Michael Boatman that was on Spin City, went to Western Illinois University. Different Michael Boatman. Now, this guy's 41 years old. Police saw him strolling naked in South Carolina, just walking down the street. He told the cops that he was doing a walk of shame as penance for cheating on his wife.
Oh, boy, that's a walk of shame.
This is in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Spotted by the sheriff's deputy at 1:10 a.m., walking down the street with just a clear bag over his genitals.
Ziploc? I don't know that that necessarily qualifies as a chastity belt.
No.
Even if it's Ziploc.
Yellow and blue make green.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, what's the point of covering your junk with a see-through bag? A clear bag over his genitals. He also had a marijuana blunt in his other hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got to... if you have to do that...
Smoke weed every day.
This will take the edge off.
Uh-huh.
Boltman, according to this police report, explained to the cops that he was doing a walk of shame, which he needed to complete for his wife. This is something...
This is just an idea that she cooked up in the middle of the night?
Here is the...
I know.
Here is the deputy report. It says, I, Deputy Baldwin, while on routine patrol in Spartanburg County, observed a white male walking down New Cut Road at Fair Forest Road. The male was not wearing any clothing. Myself and other deputies got out with the naked male. The male was trying to walk away from deputies. I positioned myself in front of the naked man, later identified as Michael Boatman. Michael stated that he cheated on his wife and he's doing a walk of shame.
He had just got done cheating on his wife?
Michael referenced Adam and Eve from the Bible, stating that he was willing to go to jail for his acts. I observed Michael to be clenching something in his hand. When I asked him about it, he stated it was a marijuana blunt and threw it down.
Oh, this?
Drop that the second you see the cop car. What is this, your first time with a blunt in your hand? What are you doing? You're talking to a cop with a marijuana blunt in your hand?
I guess I forgot.
Marijuana makes you lazy.
I'm a little spaced out right now. I'm not gonna...
Oh, no, my eyes are turning bloodshot. I'm going on a trip. I look like I'm doped out of my gourd. That's a side effect of the marijuana poisoning.
When I asked Michael about the blunt, he stated it was a marijuana blunt and threw it down. He stated he had consumed meth prior to his walk of shame. I then went to run.
You're offering up a lot of information.
Leaving nothing to the imagination.
They haven't even asked that question.
Mm-hmm. I attempted to run him through NCIC and Spillman. However, before that could be completed, Michael attempted to run from deputies. Deputy Charpenter grabbed Michael and started taking him to the ground.
That's not easy to grab.
I grabbed Michael by the back of his head and sprawled to get Michael on the ground. Once Michael was on the ground, he continued to resist. I grabbed Michael's head and used a mandibular angle pressure point for pain compliance.
What is that, Vulcan?
I don't know. This isn't good. He grabbed Michael's hand and used a mandibular angle pressure point for pain compliance. I then released the pressure point and allowed Michael to calm down and gave him verbal commands. Michael then put his right hand behind his back and Deputy Bible placed him in handcuffs. Deputy Bible placed Michael in her patrol car and transported him to the Spartanburg County Detention Center. Well, I did the walk of shame, and I cheated on my wife. I need to do this. And this is for her.
I'm a man.
Oh, geez, Louise. Well,
So he got nabbed that night.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like...
Caught in the act?
That part I don't know.
When you write a police report, do you always do it that way with I so-and-so?
Yeah, no, that's...
Do you?
That's standard. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to say exactly what happened and what your part was. When you give an account, yeah. This is a very well-written account of what happened. But that's how they talk when they write their incident reports.
Well, you would know.
And their supplemental reports. Ouch.
Mysterious. No, not mysterious. What was it called? What were you called?
The Davenport police labeled
referred
me.
Referred to you as what?
The Davenport police in their computer had me listed as a suspicious male.
Suspicious male.
Suspicious male. Yeah, that's what I was when I...
Not mysterious man.
No. I'd take that as a compliment.
Uh-huh.
Suspicious male is what the Davenport Police Department had me down as.
Wait a minute. I'm reading this here on your computer up there. Suspicious male.
Is that supposed to be me?
Is there another guy walking around in his socks?
No, it's you, dummy. Number four. It's time to get you up to date on a story that I know. I mean, this is the kind of coverage that you count on when you make a decision to listen to Dave and Darren in the Morning. You know you're going to get the very latest news. From the Mrs. Sri Lanka beauty pageant. Yeah, over the weekend they had the Mrs. Sri Lanka beauty pageant. And the winner of the Mrs. Sri Lanka beauty pageant ended up in the hospital with head wounds after the crown was snatched away in a fight that happened on stage. Moments after Pushpika Da Silva won the title of Mrs. Sri Lanka, there she is, Mrs. Sri Lanka. Moments after she was crowned, this happened Sunday night at the Colombo Theater. The Prime Minister's wife put the crown on her head. That's when Mrs. World suddenly appeared on stage. Mrs. World Caroline Jury appeared on the stage out of nowhere and announced, "Nope, we're not doing this because Ms. Da Silva is divorced." And how can you be Mrs. Sri Lanka when you are divorced? So they ripped the crown off this woman's head, sending her to the hospital with head injuries.
How tight was the crown on?
That's a fair question.
I have a small request. As per the Mrs. World, Inc., there's a rule that you all have to be married and not divorced. So, I'm taking my first step saying that the crown goes to the first runner-up.
I love how they try to play her off. So that's Mrs. World who's there for some reason.
Yeah, why is she there even? God, the drama.
It's something else. Nope, I'm taking that.
Boy, they got that pinned on her. They got that pinned on her head pretty good. They can't get it off. They're gouging her head.
Give me that.
Look at her. She's off to the ER. Here's your winner. Was Miss World just like out in the audience and stepped in and said, "This is not how we do things"?
I think wherever.
This is not a sanctioned event.
I think wherever Mrs. World is needed.
Or Mrs. World.
Yeah. Mrs. World, Caroline Jury, who happened to be at the ceremony.
Give me this microphone. I know the bylaws.
This is HS. If you think we're doing
not
this,
on my watch.
This is not happening. This woman's divorced. She cannot win the crown.
And not remarried? And not married at this time?
I guess there's a rule that you have to be married and not divorced.
Yeah, I don't know that it would necessarily... I wouldn't think that you have to be married to your first husband.
No.
Just married.
The woman who, again, ended up in the hospital with injuries to her skull when Mrs. World snatched her crown, she says, "As I write this, I responsibly say that I am not a divorced woman. If I am divorced, I challenge them to submit my divorce papers." I know. It doesn't make...
It's a scandal. Now, what do you win for being Mrs.?
To be crowned Mrs. Sri Lanka?
You get to be in the next Duran Duran video?
You don't know what you get for that. What does Mrs. Sri Lanka receive? I don't know. So now this woman's saying, I'm not even divorced.
Well, you should have fought for it.
The director, the national director of Mrs. Sri Lanka World, saying that the crown will be returned to the rightful winner. Quote, we are disappointed. It was a disgrace how Caroline Jury behaved on the stage. And the Mrs. World organization has already begun an investigation on the matter.
Stay tuned.
So there's more to the story, but this Mrs. World, this woman is...
comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's like, hang on a second. We're not playing these games. Okay, it's worth pointing out that the reigning Mrs. World right now is, in fact, from Sri Lanka. So that would make sense that she was at the Mrs. Sri Lanka.
What, trying to get noticed?
I don't know. Well, she's Mrs. World, so she has a vested interest in seeing that Mrs. Sri Lanka, that there's no,
you know,
hanky-panky going on.
I was a Mrs. Sri Lanka.
Were you now?
No, I'm not talking about myself.
I think this is fascinating. I'm looking at all of the Mrs. World since the inception of this contest in 1984.
Uh-huh. And where do they usually come from?
Darla Stanley was Mrs. World in 1999 and in 2000. Won back-to-back titles.
You don't see that a lot.
No. Isn't the whole point of these beauty pageants that you only get to do it for a year? And then your reign? This is someone who decided to...
Typically.
It's not.
Five.
Number five.
The state of Colorado has an interesting way of making some money. They are auctioning off marijuana-themed license plates.
Mm-hmm. So only a certain number are available?
Well, if it's a personalized plate, there's only one available. That's how personalized plates work. So you can buy the rights to a marijuana-themed license plate.
I guess I was thinking like, as opposed to Land of Lincoln,
right.
They have a marijuana license plate.
Now, this is a cool idea because it goes to the Colorado Disability Fund. They're calling it the 420 auction. 14 different license plates are being auctioned off. Bong.
Bong.
Just B-O.
Someone singed a kitten.
B-O-N-G, bong. That could be your license plate. If the price is right.
Are you drawing a little too much attention to yourself, though?
Well, that's...
There's always that possibility, isn't there?
Right.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Do you really...
On Cullendon Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, Chuck Buick finally gave up.
Chuck
Buick. Enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. I went to the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate. Somebody's singed a kitten.
Why does that make me laugh every time?
But do you really want a license plate that says buzzed? Or
no.
Do you want a license plate that says drunk one?
No. Bong, hash, indica, all being auctioned, as well as stash, and a license plate that reads, is it 420? Bidders are buying the rights for these license plates. Official Colorado license plates. You'll have to pay your standard DMV registration fee. Revenue from the plates goes to the Colorado Disability Funding Committee. They say on the page here, don't drive high. Please use cannabis responsibly within the limits of all Colorado laws. But yeah, if you're driving around with a cart and it's you're
still kind of drawing attention.
Yeah, you've got the ganja, which is one of the selections here. You've got a ganja personalized plate. You're asking for it, right? Personalized plate isn't probable cause for them to pull you over. But they'll figure out
but
something.
But humans are humans.
Right? Got wax. Herb. Hemp. Tegrity. What's tegrity mean?
Integrity?
Tegrity. T-E-G-R-I-D-Y. Tegrity. Is that a marijuana term?
Well, let's take a look here.
I don't know what that means, tegrity. Is that like a way of scoring the... All I know about marijuana I learned on 2020 years ago. Tegrity is a weed... A weed jar? Oh, is it... It's from South Park. It's some sort of... Tegrity Farms is a South Park reference, I guess, where they grow marijuana. Tegrity weed. All right. I stopped watching South Park like 20 years ago.
Look at you.
Well, I mean, it's just enough already. We get it.
How many times have you seen basketball?
I think I got through it once.
Did you?
Yeah. And it was clever enough, and then that was just fine. I have watched Team America World Police about 100 times, though. That one I get. Anything with puppets, I can't say no to. Well, let's take a look here at what these are going for. I guess I'm guessing you'll have until April 20th to put in your bid. Right now, Bong is the top earner of 23 bids, and it's going for right now $2,250. Honey is going for $720. Sativa, $2,000. Oh no! Wait. Okay. I'm wrong. Is it 420 is the top one right now? $6,510.
Do you ever spend any time with Thunderbirds or Stingray?
I used to love those when I was a kid.
Oh, my God, they're the greatest.
Yeah, and you watch them as an adult, they're not bad.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah, they're really well written. It's good stuff. Honey is a marijuana term? If somebody had a plate that said honey, I would just assume they were a beekeeper.
Good call.
If somebody... There's one that says green and one that says happy. That's cool. I would just assume if you had a plate that said happy that you were happy. I wouldn't connect that to marijuana. But there you go. Raising money. They should raise a lot of money, so that's cool. Stash. You want a license plate that says stash when they pull you over? It's one of the reasons I haven't gotten a personalized plate, and the personalized plate I want to get has nothing to do with marijuana or beer.
What do you want?
I don't know if I want to say, because then someone will take it.
Okay, just write it down and show it to me.
It's a pretty obvious one, and I've looked, and it's available. This is the one that I want to get.
Oh, I know what you're going to get.
What?
No, go ahead and just show me. Oh, no, that's good.
Yeah, that's the one I want, and I've looked, and it's available. I'm not going to stay here, because then someone will take it from me. Maybe I will get it. But when you have a personalized plate, it's just easier. You stand out more, right? I don't know if I want all that attention.
Yeah, I've thought about a personalized plate, but then I thought, you know what? That time has come and gone.
Yeah.
I need to stay undercover.
Right? A personalized plate would be...
I need to continue to lurk in the shadows.
But personalized plates, I imagine, are helpful too, because when you're in a situation where you're like a parking situation and you have to give them your plate number... Or when you're at a hotel and you have to write down your plate number.
I know mine.
I have no idea what mine is.
Well, I know mine.
I know it's three numbers and three letters, but honest to goodness, I couldn't tell you any of them within any. It's just not, I'm not able to maintain that information to the point where I will have to take a picture. If I go to the DMV, I'll have to take a picture on my phone of the license plate so that I can remember what it is the 5 minutes later I'm asked what
I know
the plate
I know the VIN.
You know your car's VIN number?
No.
No, that's...
No.
That'd be impressive if you did.
Do you know your banking account number?
No, heavens no. I don't know. Like my wife sometimes when she's ordering stuff on the phone, she's able to do her credit card number off the top of her head.
Yeah. Well, that's someone who uses it a lot.
There is that.
There's, hey, Dave, there's a package on the front door on the porch.
There is that.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was Dave and Darren's top five things. Thanks for downloading it and liking it and subscribing it. But most importantly, thanks for listening to it. We hope you had as much fun as we did. Although we doubt it. Having fun.
I also
want to thank Nature's Treatment of Illinois for being the sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah, their goal is to fully understand their clients' needs physically, mentally, and emotionally because they know it's not easy to live with a chronic illness. Their experienced wellness consultants will sit down with you and discuss what options work best to make you feel more comfortable. Frequently asked questions, those are answered, and you can take a look at the website, ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to give you another one of these podcasts, thanks so much for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop.
East Moline,
yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off!